This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Dropping price of oil also means that recycling, since it's a commodities business, is no longer making economic sense for many, even if seen as an environmental goal and good. The United Kingdom has dropped its plan to levy a sugar tax on soft drink makers in their fight against obesity, but instead is using it as a threat to leverage them to create healthier drinks. Human Rights Watch has released a report indicating that Saudi Arabia has fired U.S.-made cluster munitions banned by international treaty in civilian areas of Yemen, which may have also violated U.S. law. Pope Francis performed a mass in Ecatepec, a city 20 miles from Mexico City with 1.7 million people that is home to the largest number of people without access to health care and social services in the state of Mexico. Republican lawmakers overrode the West Virginia governor's veto in order to implement right-to-work legislation restricting union dues collection in that state. In Bolivia, Mujeres Creando, Women Creating, founded in 1992, has been staging performances and engaging in acts of civil disobedience to protest homophobia and maltreatment of women. The 10 fastest-growing European cities with over 1 million inhabitants since 2012 is led by Istanbul and include four other Turkish cities as well as Newcastle, Bristol, Oslo, and Bordeaux. After studying Louisiana schools, three Duke economists have found that school choice has little to do with school improvement. Voucher recipients had worse test scores in math, reading, science, and social studies in Louisiana. Centrally controlled systems did better. Three new national monuments were designated in the California desert covering 1.8 million acres that doubles the land President Obama has protected in his two terms. Planned Parenthood reopened the Colorado Springs clinic that had been seen of shooting months ago. The United States is closing loopholes on fish and seafood involving slaves coming from Thailand and other Southeast Asian countries. 13 times historically, a Supreme Court nominee has been confirmed in the last year of a president's term. In all, five times when it occurred in the first quarter of the last term, the nominees were confirmed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.